Hey guys, welcome back. I know it's been a while, but here we are with another episode. And excuse my cold if I sound a little congested, a little stuffy. I'm getting over a cold. I also have allergies. This is Dave, by the way, your favorite podcast movie reviewer. On this episode, I'm going to be doing a review on Alien Covenant. I was really excited to check out the movie. I finally got to see it, and I have a lot to say about it. I'm going to do a non-spoiler review, and at some point, if I decide to get into spoilers, I'll give you guys like fair warning before I get into that, so don't worry about that. All right, so let's get right to it. So Alien Covenant is the sixth entry in the Alien film series. And it's a sequel to Prometheus. Prometheus I really enjoyed. A lot of people kind of like hate on Prometheus. I don't know why. I felt the movie was, well, I know why, because people expected an alien movie. And, you know, Ridley Scott had said that, you know, it was a story within the alien universe, but he was trying to go, you know, another direction with, you know, with things. And at the end of the day, like, you can't please the world, you know. People are going to complain about something. That's just how it is. I enjoyed it. I wasn't so fixated on it being a, you know, a strictly alien film. Like I said, Prometheus was deep. I had good effects. Cool story. I enjoyed it. So when they announced they were coming out with Covenant, which is a sequel to Prometheus, I was really excited. I'm a big fan of Michael Fassbender. I think he's a brilliant, just amazing actor. And he was my favorite aspect of, Prometheus, you know, playing the android David. So Michael Fassbender reprised his role as David, but it's a little twist to that, because he's also playing another android called Walter. So he's playing two characters in one movie with two completely different personalities. Let's see what else I can say about Covenant before kind of getting into it. So it's the sixth Alien film, unless I'm mistaken. And the way this works in chronologically, it's a big word, guys, just throwing out there for you. It's supposed to be Prometheus, because that's a prequel. Then the events of Covenant. Then Alien, the 1979 Alien. Aliens by James Cameron. Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, and, that's pretty much the order of, you know, the way things go. I didn't really include the AVP movies. So yeah, Alien Covenant, I'm just gonna flat out grade it. If you guys follow the film pages, like on social media, Twitter and whatnot, I mean, you could see my short text review. I already graded it for what it is: sci-fi, action, horror. It's really more sci-fi horror. You can mix in some drama in there. And for an entry in the Alien series, like all of that taken into consideration, I give it a B+. And you're probably like, what the heck, based on the ratings? But I really enjoyed Covenant. If you have a low attention span and you're just dense, like, not to sound mean, like, you're not going to like it, you know. Or if you go in there with a mindset of like, is, you know, expecting just a dumb sci-fi horror film, you're not going to like it. You know, it's deep, it has some drama, has, you know, good dialogue in it, good story, a lot of metaphors, a lot of, like, you know, religious metaphors and tones and analogies. And it's deep. It's a deep movie. Very similar to Prometheus. Let's talk about some of the ratings and the stats on the film. So it got a 6.9 out of 10 from IMDb, which is not bad. Metacritic gave it a 66%, but they're harsh and off, usually, in my opinion. Google users gave it an 82%. It's rated R, It's a sci-fi. It's classified as a sci-fi thriller. It stars Michael Fassbender, Catherine Waterston, Danny McBride, Noomi Rapace is coming back. And the premise goes like this. And of course, directed by Ridley Scott. So it goes, the crew of a colony ship bound for a remote planet discover an uncharted paradise with a threat beyond their imagination and must attempt a harrowing escape. So yeah, guys, I mean, I enjoyed it. I escaped with it. It took me away. I saw it in IMAX, and I have to give a lot of praise, to Michael Fassbender. Michael Fassbender was the highlight of the whole movie. There were like scenes between him and, you know, him as the character David and Walter. Like, this is not really spoilers. They were just like, just fascinating scenes, man. Like the dialogue and the meaning behind, you know, what was going on and the messages. And then you had straight up action in the movie. And of course you had horror and gore. They had these new aliens in the movie. They were called Neomorphs, and they're pretty horrific and grotesque looking. I'm not going to get too much into them because I'll spoil stuff. You saw from the trailers, I mean, who can miss the trailers? It looks like they had a Xenomorph, you know, the classic alien. You know, they classify it as a protomorph. I'm getting real nerdy right now, but, to me it was, this is getting really nerdy, but, it's hard to say. I can't really say too much about it without spoiling the movie, but for the most part, it was the classic Xenomorph that we know. What else can I say about the movie without spoiling it? I would just say, you know, if you guys follow the podcast, you know, like if I purchase a movie, you know, how much I pay for it. I mean, that's kind of an indication how much I enjoyed it. And, I would definitely own Covenant for sure. I would pay probably upwards to like, maybe go a little past 10, you know, for like a Blu-ray. But I definitely want to own it, especially for the special features and deleted scenes and whatnot that'll fill in some of the gaps. So, you know, would I recommend it as a movie theater experience? Heck yeah. Like, fuck yeah, I recommend it. You know, if you guys are bored, you want to check out a good movie, you know, be taken away, a good sci-fi horror, check out Covenant. And if you're a fan of the Alien franchise, I'm sure you'll enjoy it even more, as long as you're not too hung up on it being like a straight Alien movie. If you let go of that, you're going to enjoy it a lot more. So, like I said, I give it a B+ for what it is. And at this point, I'm probably going to get a little bit into spoilers. So guys, you're forewarned right now. In a couple of seconds, I'm going to get into spoilers. If you're leaving the podcast right now, thank you for listening. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Follow us on social media. And, here we go, guys. Getting into spoilers. So the most shocking, aspect of the movie or event is probably going to be, what happened to Elizabeth Shaw, you know, her character, Dr. Shaw, played by Noomi Rapace. It was pretty shocking. Like, it was pretty fucking shocking. It looked like, you know, for you guys that saw the movie, you know what I'm talking about. For you guys that just stuck around anyway, they showed Dr. Shaw basically like dissected. Like, her organs were like just taken out. She was just like splayed completely open. She looked like she was experimented on. She had like a biomechanical shit going into her head. It was pretty horrific, man. When we finally found out what happened to her, and there was like a prologue, floating around. And I don't know if you guys saw it, but, it kind of filled in the gaps for Alien Covenant quite well. You know, show David, and Shaw interacting. She was putting his head back together, you know, back to his body. And she was, showing him compassion. And, David basically fell in love with her. Like, he evolved as a droid, you know, to the point where he's basically, you know, almost human-like. He has feelings, and he genuinely loves Dr. Shaw. That was evident in Covenant, you know, some of the scenes and dialogue. But in the prologue, for you guys that haven't seen it, so she put David's head back on his body, and then we see some interaction between them, some bonding, and they show David basically annihilate the engineers, you know, with their own weapon, like that black mutagen, you know, dropping canisters on them on a whole civilization, which I don't even think those were the engineers in Prometheus. They may have been just a race, like engineer, just like we were, by the engineers. That's my theory, because, you know, if you watch Covenant, they're the same size as regular people, because there's like this like citadel, whatever you want to call it, and it's like hundreds and hundreds of bodies, you know, charred and mutated and disintegrated, and they're all human size. You know, and when the movie characters walk through like the citadel or yard or whatever you want to call it, so I don't think there were the same type of engineer that we saw in Prometheus. They just weren't that size, and they looked a little bit different. But where was I going with this? I was talking about the prologue and David and Dr. Shaw. So it was a little shocking to see what happened to her. Because David kind of alluded she died on her own, you know, in the crash, like landing there, but he was just lying. And, it was suggested that he killed her, you know, and he just experimented on her. And through David came the traditional, you know, classic xenomorph. Like from my understanding, he experimented on her and created the eggs, you know, where the facehuggers come out, and that whole life cycle from Dr. Shaw. So a lot of people were theorizing that she was going to be the first alien queen. And for all intents and purposes, like, she was. She really was, you know. But I would like to see what happened to her. So hopefully there's some deleted scenes. Maybe David didn't kill her. You know, maybe she was, like, mutating. She died from the infection. You know, in Prometheus, when she got impregnated, I forgot her husband's name, but he was sick. You know, you remember, guys, when that squid thing was in her? So maybe she, you know, got sick from that. And just because she removed that creature, doesn't mean the infection was done with, and David just used her body. I mean, you know, things were like alluded to, not just flat out, told. So it's left for us to speculate. I think David's interaction with Walter was like super interesting. Him teaching him how to think freely, and go past his programming. But Walter was programmed to be more of a robot and straightforward and just follow orders. As where, David was programmed to think freely and be creative, you know. David and Walter's fight. I mean, I like the Walter character, the droid. He was pretty cool. It was interesting. They had a really cool fight. Some good action sequences there. That little twist where David, wound up assuming Walter's identity. I saw that coming, but this is Michael Fassbender's, acting brilliance. He kept you guessing to the end, you know, he had little facial expressions, and you kind of, you thought he was David, but you weren't like entirely sure, you know. That scene where he was watching a monitor and assisting them in killing the xenomorph or the protomorph, whatever you want to call it. You know, and in some scenes when they were getting the best of it, it looked like he was kind of smirking and frowning at the same time. It's really hard to explain. But that's just a testament to Michael Fassbender's acting chops, man. He's just amazing. I'm a huge fucking fan of that guy. Like, I love Michael Fassbender. He makes these movies. He made Prometheus. He made Covenant. And I want to see where he goes with the character, you know, in the next film. I think it's called Alien Awakening or Awakenings. what else can I say about the movie and some of the scenes? The Neomorphs were just, they look good in some scenes. The CGI look a little cheesy. They look a little fake in some scenes, but for the most part, they were done well. They're like really grotesque looking. Interesting creatures. Their birth was like, that was pretty horrific. How these things are just like bust out of like your body, like any orifice, or just like come pop right out of your back. Like, I mean, that one scene where that one guy, you know, had that shit come out his back was just like, fuck, dude, like just gnarly looking. Those spores, maybe I'm mistaken, but from what I got from the movie, the spores release like these little like mutated gnats or something. Maybe I saw something not related to that, but I saw like these little like bugs, like gnats, when David was like explaining things and looking under a microscope. And I could have swore that he was saying that out of the spores, these little like gnat things bunch up and go in your body. But maybe they were just like spores, you know? I didn't really know what to think about that. I thought that, I know it's another twist on the mutations, than the traditional face huggers, and I don't know what to think about it. You know, little pods that you bump into and these spores just fly out and go in your body. I just think they just felt like they had to come up with something just to be different this time around. I don't know. Maybe I'm being silly with that. What else can I say about the movie and some of the scenes? I personally don't really care if they showed much of the engineers and told their story. I mean, they could leave that for the next movie. Some people made a real huge deal about that. I don't think it's a big deal. Overall, I like the story. The actual xenomorph or protomorph, which is like a debate, like what it was, because it didn't look as biomechanical as like the previous movies. And that's because probably it's not, you know, perfected yet 100%. And there's like some theories floating around that Dave is going to somehow, mesh like his android, properties or like body in with this like, mutagen. And then, you know, it's going to be like a hybrid of him and the xenomorph. That's why it's biomechanical, but you know, we'll see what happens with that. Another thing people were bitching about, which is silly, was the xenomorph coming out of, I think Krupp is the character's name, out of his body, you know, basically fully formed like a little mini me xenomorph, you know, and it put like his little arms up and his little teeth. And I thought it was cool looking. I mean, who cares if it's not a chest burster, the traditional snake looking creature? You know, this is like, the birth of the xenomorph, you know, or protomorph, whatever you want to call it. So of course it's going to be a little different. And here goes another hot debate. Ridley Scott said that David created the xenomorph, but that's probably wordplay. Like he probably created them in this snippet in time for this movie, because if you remember in Prometheus, there was a mural depicting a xenomorph, you know, like the queen, I believe, and you know, up high, like in the ceiling of the ship. So I believe these creatures have been around forever, you know, and David just figured out how to bring them forth again. That's my theory. So, I don't know what else to say about the movie, guys. Okay, let's talk about how they killed the xenomorph. The way they killed the first one was kind of cool, with that gripper, like arm thing on the outside of the ship. The way they killed the second one was totally lame. You know, I thought it was like stupid. Daniels, whatever her name is, that character's name, you know, she baited him like a matador, and you know, it just jumps at her and gets stabbed by that, you know, that machine. It was a dumb way to kill the alien. I'm sorry. Like, they're supposed to be intelligent also. So I don't know, but the ending was kind of interesting with David regurgitating the little baby face huggers. And don't ask me how he got, you know, apparently there was like a big gap in between, like from when he took Walter's identity, you know, from what I'm reading and stuff and listening to, discussion on it. And what was said was, you know, there was a big window for David to play around, and he might have taken some of the embryos and mutated them to face huggers, or he switched them out with little face huggers he had made prior. It was just, it was weird writing to do that. You know, I don't even know. It was just very odd. Like he just spit out like two little embryos, like little baby face huggers. To me, it was just kind of like rushed writing, quick writing. I don't know. It was kind of lame, truthfully. But yeah, guys, let me think. Any other scenes that stood out or things that were interesting? I think Danny McBride. Yeah, that's his name. He played tennis. He did pretty good. To my understanding, he does comedy. Catherine Waterson is Daniels, the strong female lead. She was okay. I mean, truthfully, I thought Noomi Rapace was the excellent, you know, new age Sigourney Weaver, you know, so to speak. And it's a shame they killed her off, you know, but it is what it is. You know, that's how they wrote the story. So anyway, guys, I'm kind of ranting out and dragging this out. Thanks for listening. You know, again, if you haven't seen it, I've ruined so much shit for you guys, but if you haven't seen it, check it out. I enjoyed it. And that's it. So thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe if you haven't, if you enjoy the podcast, follow us on social media, feel free to email us, with requests, comments, and until next time, guys, take care.